This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Sunday said the United States has restored its presence on the world stage. He used his first overseas trip since taking office to connect with a new generation of leaders from some of the world's most powerful countries. Biden wrapped up 3 days of what he called, quote, an extraordinary, collaborative, and productive meeting at the Group of Seven Summit of Wealthy Democracies, and said there was genuine enthusiasm for his engagement. The president is on an 8-day, 3-country trip and left his mark on the G7 by announcing a commitment to share 500 million coronavirus vaccine doses with the world and pressing allies to do the same. The leaders on Sunday confirmed their intent to donate more than 1 billion doses to low-income countries in the next year. He also fought for the leaders' joint statement to include specific language criticizing China's use of forced labor and other human rights abuses as he worked to cast the rivalry with Beijing as the defining competition for the 21st century. Biden planned to travel to Windsor Castle for a private audience with the Queen, becoming the 13th U.S. president to have met with the 95-year-old monarch during her nearly 70-year reign. The president is then scheduled to fly to Brussels for meetings with NATO and European leaders before a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday in Geneva. Switzerland on Sunday rejected proposals that would have made it the first European country to ban synthetic pesticides following a divisive campaign. Voters heeded the government's advice and rejected two publicly proposed initiatives that would have changed the landscape for Swiss farming. Meanwhile, controversial sweeping new police powers to come from the United Nations and Amnesty International. This is VOA News. Israel is set to swear in a new government that will send Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu into the opposition after a record 12 years in office. Sunday's transition comes after a prolonged crisis that sparked 4 elections in 2 years. Naftali Bennett, the head of a small ultranationalist party, will take over as prime minister. But if he wants to keep the job, he'll have to maintain a coalition of 8 parties from the political right, left, and center. They include a small Arab faction that is making history by sitting in the ruling coalition. If just one faction bolts, the government would be at risk of collapse. Pope Francis on Sunday warned the Mediterranean has become, quote, the biggest cemetery in Europe, as he remembered the migrants who died trying to reach the continent. He noted a ceremony taking place in Sicily to mark the April 2015 tragedy when an estimated 800 migrants heading from Libya to Italy drowned when their boat capsized. Thousands of people hoping for a new life in Europe set off from North Africa each year, often in overcrowded, leaky boats run by smugglers. More than a dozen boats arrived on Italy's tiny islands on Saturday, according to the ANSA news agency, with more than 1,200 migrants held in emergency facilities there. But the central Mediterranean is one of the world's deadliest migration routes. It's patrolled by a handful of charity rescue ships who complain EU authorities are not doing enough to help their cause. Lebanon's currency crashed past a milestone on Sunday, reaching a new low against the dollar as the country's financial meltdown and political deadlock linger. Market dealers said the Lebanese pound was trading at around 10% of what it was worth in late 2019 when Lebanon's economic and financial crisis erupted. The country is still in the throes of a deep economic meltdown that is threatening its stability. The World Bank has called it one of the deepest depressions of modern history. The last time the pound hit a low in March, protesters took to the streets across Lebanon for over a week, blocking roads by burning tires. And at least 12 people were killed and 39 seriously injured Sunday after a gas line explosion tore through a residential neighborhood in central China. Responders to the early morning blast in the city of Xi'an in Hubei province sent more than 150 people to the hospital, according to officials quoted by state media. The cause of the explosion remains under investigation. The blast struck a 2-story building, which includes pharmacies, restaurants, and other businesses. More than 900 people were evacuated from the area. Images showed rescuers climbing over broken concrete slabs to reach those trapped inside. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.